It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The filmmaker behind The Colorado thinks of it as a documentary. The project has some significant differences, though. Two-thirds of the film is a marriage of stunning visuals and original music commissioned from five composers. Filmmaker Murat Eyobolu says there's very little narration by Oscar-nominated Shakespearean actor Mark Rylance, and there are no interviews or talking heads. The New York Times calls it a music-driven eco-documentary. The film surveys the River Basin's history, its cultures, its ecology, the dams, and climate change. Bloomington Normal audiences will have an opportunity to screen the award-winning film and attend a guest lecture by Eyobolu Tuesday, March 6th at Illinois Wesleyan University's Hanson Student Center. The film opens and closes with the human myth of origins.
This is my water. My water. This is my river. My river. We love its water. We love its driftwood. It shall flow forever. When the weather grows hot, it shall rise and overflow its banks. It shall flow forever.
Narrator Mark Rylance and the human myth of origins, which opens and closes the film The Colorado. Filmmaker Murat Eyobolu, why bookend your film with these words?
I think the reason behind that was to give a voice to the indigenous populations that have been there for many millennia. And I looked for traces of oral literature that I could find. And what I was able to find, and I was actually very pleased to find, was a human myth about the Colorado River, and it was transcribed and published in early 20th century and published in a journal in 1908. So that's the reason why I selected that.
And the words are important enough to begin and end the film with?
I think so, because it expresses a very personal connection to the river, and it's also very descriptive of the behavior of the Colorado River, which the water levels varies greatly. Even though it's only just a few lines, I feel like it really captures the essence of the river, as far as I know the river.
The human is an overarching term for any Native American who traditionally lived in the lower Colorado River Valley, in western Arizona, southern California, northern Baja California. For this area and the Native Americans who still live there, the river does not flow forever, does it?
That's right. Over the past few decades, the river is not reaching the delta unless it's an exceptionally wet year. And there have been just a few of those over the past three or four decades. And the reason for that is the water retention in North America, or in the U.S. rather specifically. By agreement, to get into the details a little bit, 10% of any given year's flow goes to Mexico. And of course, Mexico has its own industries, has its own agriculture and cities for which it uses the water. And the delta is tragically desiccated at the moment.
Yes. What's happened to the Colorado River Delta?
Well, the Colorado River Delta, which was a lush, really lush wetland, and its descriptions from the early 20th century are just really unbelievable. Is just a dry area. I mean, there's just some very small amount of vegetation that really grows in those really salty conditions, like salt cedar thickets and things like that. And as you've seen also in the film, it's visually a really stunning area, but just for all the wrong reasons. And I should also mention that there are efforts to rehabilitate parts of the delta. And that effort is led by both some Mexican NGOs as well as the American NGOs, such as the Sonoran Institute and Pro Natura in Mexico. And I've visited those areas. The moment a small amount of water returns, and if it's well managed, it's unbelievable how quickly the habitat recovers, but it takes a lot of effort, and those areas at the moment are rather small areas.
Yeah, the aerial views of the Delta that you've included in your film are stunning. They're very colorful, but it's not vegetation that we're looking at. It's chemical residue and salt and those sorts of things, correct?
Yes, exactly. They often look like abstract paintings and they look very interesting, but actually there's in the area, in the images that we show, there's no vegetation in those areas, and it's largely salt and mineral residues and so on and so forth, as you said.
Murat, what led you to this project? Why a film on the Colorado River?
Well, it was, I have to say, I stumbled upon it a little bit. I was working on a small project in the Salton Sea area, and I started researching that area, which led me to William Dubuis's book, Salt Dreams, which is a social and ecological history of the lower Colorado River Basin. And I felt like there were many stories to tell about that region, and it was a massive cautionary tale. But I wasn't sure what the larger story was to which the Salton Sea story belonged. So while researching that, and working with William Dubuis, we actually have arrived at the story of the Colorado River as a basin.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the ecological disaster that is the Salton Sea in just a moment. Is this a documentary or is it something else?
I think it's a documentary. I think of it as a documentary, except that it has a large musical component to it. Two-thirds of the film is just pure music. Some of it has lyrics. But those parts that have just music and images are strictly contextual. So I think that's what makes it a unique documentary, I think, in the sense that we do get the documentary content, but then we do get to reflect on that documentary content through an immersion in images and music.
Filmmaker Murat Eyyubolu via Skype. He'll screen his film, The Colorado, and present a guest lecture Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at IWU's Hanson Student Center. Following the success of The Colorado, Eyyubolu says his next project will examine the Amazon River Basin. Here's more from the film and narrator Mark Rylance.
Nothing stays the same forever. Death always takes its toll. And climate change, whether within the candle flame span of a human life, or the stony eternities of the great canyons, will accelerate the pace of transformation. The people of the Colorado, however, start with an advantage. They already love the desert. That's good. There's going to be a lot more of it.
An excerpt of the film, The Colorado, showing Tuesday, March 6th at Illinois Wesleyan University's Hanson Student Center. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal. Find the stories and interviews you hear on Sound Ideas by visiting WGLT.org. Subscribe to the Sound Ideas podcast at our website or at iTunes. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is WGLT Normal, Bloomington Normal's public media.